Hiring for your small business? If you're not looking for professionals on LinkedIn, you're looking in the wrong place. That's like looking for your car keys in a fish tank. LinkedIn helps you hire professionals you can't find anywhere else, even those who aren't actively searching for a new job but might be open to the perfect role. In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't even visit other leading job sites. So start looking in the right place. With LinkedIn, you can hire professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/people today.
Mother's Day is around the corner. Find the perfect gift for the mom in your life with a stunning piece of jewelry from Blue Nile. From timeless pearls to dazzling gemstones, Blue Nile has something she'll adore. Need it fast? Most items can ship overnight. Plus, enjoy guaranteed free shipping and returns. Don't miss our special Mother's Day deals. Save big on the season's most beautiful trends. For a limited time, get up to 50% off by going to BlueNile.com. That's BlueNile.com.
This is a Lip Media podcast.
Are you out of your mind tonight?
That chick is like on planet I don't know where.
Give me a frickin' break, okay? I have been a frickin' diva for 40 frickin' years.
I think it sucks.
What do you mean? Like Cher? Welcome back to another episode of Share and Retweet. I am one of your hosts, Andy Ballock.
And I am one of your other hosts, Justin Porter.
Thank you so much for listening to us yet again. Don't forget to follow us on all the socials, on Instagram, on Facebook, and on Twitter at Share and Retweet.
That's right. And rate and review us on Apple's podcast app or wherever you get your podcast from, be it Gigimo or LinkedIn. Or the sky.
The sky.
If it
shower
just
pods.
Comes through the airwaves straight into your head.
If you just think about
it.
Podcasts and that's how you hear them, what is your secret?
Yeah. Or share that. Patent it also.
Yeah. You want to make a nice coin from it.
Yeah. And believe me, there's money there. Because I've been trying and I still can't hear anything out of the air.
Now, you ready to get into things, Justin?
I'm ready.
Share, it's a new Share tweet.
So it's been a busy couple weeks for Share, Andy.
Oh, really?
Shock.
Knock me down with a feather duster, Justin.
Here comes a garage into your face.
Just once. I think I'd like just a week of where Share is like, do you know what? Smoothies.
It's not going to happen. It will never happen as long as Cher is alive.
Which I assume is the next
forever.
100 years.
Yeah, eternity.
Forever.
The earth will go first. Believe me. So the first tweet we're going to talk about is from January 14th. And I think we agreed that this is already a classic.
It's a classic, yes.
So Cher has tweeted, going to borrow a bathtub emoji.
Yes.
Going to borrow a bathtub.
I don't know if she means bath or shower. Frankly,
don't care. Frankly, don't care. This is
cannot.
There's no way that somehow Cher has mistaken this emoji with a cup of sugar. Right? Like, this is definitely bathtub shower.
Yeah, there's no emoji for phone charger. That she's looked at and gone, well, they're both white.
Interchange.
That'll do. I think this kind of looks like a phone charger. I assume it's phone charger. I need to borrow a phone charger.
But if I can also shower with this, that would be great too.
Going to borrow... Cher has, I assume, billions of dollars.
Billions of dollars.
Why does she not have the facilities in her house to clean?
Where is she right now that she needs to borrow a shower?
Yeah.
Why?
What hotel is she in?
That what doesn't terrible hotel where the management has said, hey, at some point, if you need to clean yourself,
you'll have to sort that out yourself.
Just borrow it from someone.
Yeah, we don't have that here.
Some of our guests bring their own and you can borrow from them. But we don't have it.
We don't have those facilities on site. It's to save water. It's what keeps the costs of the rooms down to the price that we know you love.
Which is free. I assume, at a place that doesn't have a shower. It better be free. I do not pay for hotel rooms that don't have a shower.
No, that's the first thing you
that's
do.
That's the number one reason I have a hotel room.
Yeah, I'm sick of my own shower.
I need another one. Hotel.
Hotel.
Yeah, so as always, the responses are great to this.
Yes. So JPB321 at JBBob321 has replied, I need a shower. I haven't had one in 3 years.
Gross. JP, gross.
I can only assume that JP is the manager of this hotel.
Or he's just another guest that can't afford to stay anywhere else.
Well, he's a permanent resident.
Right. He lives there. He yeah. calls it home.
Yeah, can you tell me who is lending out their shower? Because I have not had one in 3 years.
JP, you're not allowed to borrow from anyone. You're disgusting.
Never come near me.
Don't go near any of our guests.
And for God's sake, stay away from the buffet.
And stop just acting like you know people. Because no one knows you.
Stop saying hi to me. Her name isn't Catherine.
Her name's Phyllis. And by now, she's furious with you. Shut up.
She's in so many complaints. You don't know people,
JP. You see that stack of papers? Those are all the complaints Phyllis has filed against you. Yeah, so there's another reply here from Watcher Beyond at Watcher Beyond. And they say, is this the new album title, Queen?
Now, I read this as, is this the new album, comma, title queen?
That is one way you could read this.
That Cher is the queen of titles. She's the title queen.
It's also, you could read it really shady, where this person has said, is this the new album title, queen?
Oh, yeah. Like, yeah, your album titles are terrible.
Yeah.
This could be one as well.
Or they're saying, is this the new album title for Queen, like the band.
Are they
the band Queen?
Are they back?
Have they come back? And
did they
this
resurrect
the
Freddie Mercury?
In which case, Watcher, no. You're way off. That is a stupid question.
I've not figured out how to reanimate a corpse.
I wish.
I mean, if you were going to reanimate anyone, Freddie Mercury, it'd be top of the list.
I mean, he'd be... I don't know if he'd be top of the list.
He'd be up there.
Einstein.
Gandhi. Freddie Mercury. In that order?
No. I feel like at least, you know, bring back like Leonardo da Vinci.
Oh, so boring.
Boring?
He's done everything.
No one knows what his drawings mean.
What, because they're in Italian?
No, because they're puzzles. He's got a bunch of puzzle things.
You know who'd be able to solve that? Nicolas Cage.
Yeah, get him in. Resurrect him. He's dead, right?
Bring back Nicolas Cage.
If kill him and bring him back.
Kill him and bring him back.
If necessary.
Just get him here.
I don't care what it takes. But get him here. You know what? It'll be cheaper to kill him, freight him over, and reanimate him. So let's do that.
Why has no one thought of this? Get Nicolas Cage in.
Hey, this is a great new way to transport people. Instead of flying, you die.
Kill him.
Ship them. And then reanimate them on the other side at destination.
Ah, great idea.
Yeah, it's great.
All right, what should be on? So that's what's happening.
Pam Charousse, though, is my favorite reply at FeatherCI.
Mm-hmm.
And she says, sending bubbles or dirt if you are starting a garden. Or dirt if you are starting a garden.
I mean, if you are growing a reanimated Nicolas Cage, you need all the fertilized dirt you can get.
Yeah, I need some dirt. Ship in some dirt.
Ship in some dirt or bubbles if you're having a party.
Yeah.
Are they the two options?
But those are the only things that Pam is willing to ship. Look, you're either getting bubbles from Pam or you're getting dirt.
Either way,
if you need or want something else, not my problem.
Yeah, go to someone else. Go to Watcher Beyond. Go to JPB.
Go to Home Depot.
Yeah.
Go to Office Works.
Yeah, get off your lazy butt.
Get out of here.
Leave.
Stop wasting my time.
My personal favorite, Justin, is Richard Keener at Richard Keener, who has responded, and after a shower, you can have a snack, like my wife does.
Like my wife does.
Which... I find just as the most adorable concept of like this man's wife coming out of a shower, putting a robe on and being like, I need a little Nutribar.
Snack time, honey?
Yeah.
Here's a snack. Nibble, nibble. Have at it, dear.
Just a party packet of Doritos.
Yeah. It's a little lunchable or something.
Straight after my water time, I like a snacky time.
It's just, it's adorable.
I think it's adorable, and I want to be a part of this marriage.
Get in there. I believe they're accepting applications.
Based on what?
Yeah, I assume. I mean, if he's sharing his intimate details with Twitter, I assume
he's
it's
a
an
swinger.
Open relationship. Strike while it's hot, Andy.
This could be the only chance at happiness you have. So the next tweet that we're going to discuss is actually a follow-up tweet. I'm going to read both of them out for you. So the first tweet that she sent was on the 21st of the 1st at 9 a.m. Cher tweeted, "Last night was cake emoji." Now, we all know cake emoji means great, fun, awesome, happy, happy, happy,
happy,
happy,
happy,
happy, happy, hurrah. About an hour later, Cher has tweeted, "What's the deal? My cake day is the 20th of the 5th. She's written it as 5-20.
Yes, as normal people do.
In one country.
In America.
And not in any other country.
Where these tweets are coming from. So yes, it is appropriate.
Okay, fine.
May 20th.
Oh my God, we're
going to
have this
said.
Argument again.
I will fight you to the moon.
Anyway, she's tweeted, we're going to read out the replies of what's the deal, because a lot of people read the first one and assumed it was Cher's birthday. Is what happened. So stream Left at London on Spotify at Left at London has responded, go on the Donkey Kong 64 stream, please.
Well, that's not... Right?
Or did you think, because it was 2019, we would have some semblance of logic start to form around these tweets and replies?
No, I just love that now we've got more people asking for Cher to stream.
Has she at some point said, God, I can't wait till I get home and stream
and
this?
What is making people think that she has this technology? Any of this technology?
Or a grasp on that technology? Read her tweets.
I can guarantee there's nothing Cher would want. She's trying to find a bathtub right now. She's not going to go on the Donkey Kong 64
stream. Borrowing someone's bathtub.
Yeah, this is not going to happen. Stop trying to add her on Xbox. Stop trying to have her go on the Donkey Kong 64 stream. She doesn't even know what the fuck that is.
I don't even know what it is.
I don't care.
Are we still playing Donkey Kong?
Well, there is a new Donkey Kong for Switch. It's actually pretty fun. But this is Donkey Kong 64. Does that mean it's like Nintendo 64?
Yes.
How do you stream that?
Dark magic.
Witchery.
You summon a Satan.
Summon a Satan?
Sorry, I'm so tired.
You summon a... So let me get this straight. I'm going to stream something.
Stop.
First, step one, summon a saint.
Satan.
Summon Satan. I heard summon a saint.
I said summon a Satan.
Summon a Satan.
Yeah.
Pick your favorite.
It might be Jeff.
Are you going to get Reuben, Jeff, or Tim today? You don't know.
Tim's a little lippy.
He's not the Satan you want.
No.
All right. So Yuppers, though, has replied, May 20th isn't a birthday. Need the year with it.
I'm going to let you in on some logic, Yappers. It's the same date every year.
Yeah, that's what a birthday is.
Yeah.
Also, it's in the name. Birthday.
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 It's not birth
birthday.
Date.
No, it's not. A full date is not required.
No, it's just a day, Yappers.
So May 20th is absolutely acceptable.
Yeah, that is a birthday.
Shut up,
Yeah,
Yappers.
Back in your hole. Get out of here.
Back in your hole. Get back in your hole. No one told you to come out.
Who unlocked it?
Who undug that? Who opened up that hole?
I love Charlotte, hashtag Cher Crew, at Cheryl Cher Crew.
Yes.
She replied, We are still in January because it is 20th of January, so people think it's your birthday today. So that both answers the question and also provides more confusing information.
Why do people think it's her birthday?
Because she tweeted last night was cake.
Yeah, but she didn't say cake day. It's very clear. When Cher is talking about her cake day, it's cake day.
Well, I think it's clear for us because we've spent 30 weeks fucking deciphering hieroglyphics.
Yeah, okay. Fair enough. My favorite is Warren Walton at Warren Walton 14.
Yes.
And he replies, all in caps, no, it's like mine every day. Please sing with me. I still remember Sunny and your voice like it was yesterday. I remember your sighs and Sunny sighs smiles. One of the best to learn by. Come forward so I can show you off to everyone. Please, you deserve. Let's show how to reflected love.
Now this...
What? And I read that correctly.
Yeah, you didn't make any mistakes there.
I read that exactly as written. Not maybe as not as intended, but as written.
I think the intent is clear. The intent is, let's show how to reflected love.
Oh, right. One of the best to learn by. Come forward. What?
Yeah, come forward.
Well, Sonny is dead. Does he know that? Does he know?
That's not an issue.
Resurrect him. Ship him. Ship him. We'll do it live.
Yeah. Get Nick Cage in here.
He can do it.
If there's any puzzles that need to be solved along the way, Nick Cage can do it. But resurrect Sonny, we'll have a gay old time.
Yeah.
So that's what we're doing.
Warren's great. It's just a lot of positivity, but weird.
It's a lot of positivity coming at an odd angle.
Right. Now, here's the thing that I think is really important about Warren, and I hope that he channels his energy and positivity in a way that people can receive it properly. Because if I walked into a motel,
yep,
and this is what greeted me at the check-in, I would turn around and I would leave and burn the place down as I left.
I mean, especially if you were informed that there were no showers or bathtubs there.
You're going to have to borrow a shower as well.
Reflected love! For me, it's like when you meet someone for the first time and you don't know whether to give them a kiss on the cheek or a hug.
I hate that.
And so what you end up doing is giving them this hug and you kiss them on the ear.
Yeah.
That's this tweet for me.
Mm.
It's a kiss of love, but on the ear.
Done uncomfortably.
Yes.
Yeah. All right.
The intent is good. It's just...
I can tell that the intent is really good.
Yes.
It just comes off a little off-center.
The delivery isn't great.
The delivery needs some work. But Lucille Brown, at Lucille_Brown, wraps this up with a tweet back to Cher saying, "Hi, Cher, my mother's birthday is 5/18.
Well, we didn't.
No one asked.
We didn't ask Lucille. That.
No one asked.
No one asked, but...
So thanks for playing.
Thanks
for... Get the fuck out.
GOPs, Trumps, and Thieves.
Hey, I'm Ryan Reynolds. At Mint Mobile, we like to do the opposite of what Big Wireless does. They charge you a lot, we charge you a little. So naturally, when they announced they'd be raising their prices due to inflation, we decided to deflate our prices due to not hating you. That's right. We're cutting the price of Mint Unlimited from $30 a month to just $15 a month. Give it a try at mintmobile.com/switch.
$45 up front for 3 months plus taxes and fees. Promo rate for new customers for limited time. Unlimited more than 40 gigabytes per month slows. Full terms at mintmobile.com.
Hiring for your small business? If you're not looking for professionals on LinkedIn, you're looking in the wrong place. That's like looking for your car keys in a fish tank. LinkedIn helps you hire professionals you can't find anywhere else, even those who aren't actively searching for a new job but might be open to the perfect role. In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't even visit other leading job sites. So start looking in the right place. With LinkedIn, you can hire professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/people today.
So the next tweet we're going to talk about is our political tweet for the week.
Yes.
Because, of course, it's not a share week without some kind of political tweet. And, of course, this one is about Trump. Of course. I probably didn't need to say it. I think it was implied.
Well, we've had a couple of weeks where we've done political tweets.
That's true.
That haven't been about Trump.
That's absolutely fair. So we're back to Trump, I guess, is how I should say
like
this.
All roundabouts, we've come
full circle. Back to Trump.
Mm.
And Cher tweets, Trump said, Mexico will pay for it. Wall will pay for itself. Rolling eyes emoji. How about billions in maintenance every year? Trump will lie and say it's new self-cleaning wall, fence, hedge, bamboo curtain, iron curtain, chintz curtain, Venetian blind. Stop lying and stop the fucking shutdown now. Angry face. Start, snap. Cry emoji.
Yeah.
So she's furious about this wall.
Yeah.
Because what's happened is there's been a government shutdown in the U.S.
Mm-hmm, which has been the longest in history now.
Yes, because they haven't agreed upon the budget for the year. The big thing that's keeping the budget from being approved is this wall that Trump wants to build.
This
stupid
fucking wall. Yeah.
So the U.S. government is shut down right now because of this wall.
It's so, so
it's really
bad.
And it's now the longest time that it's been going on. So it's pretty upsetting. And everyone, especially the people who are not in favor of this wall, it's even more upsetting because now people are not getting paid because of this stupid wall.
Yes. And I would say overwhelmingly in the responses, it has been, I agree with you, Cher. This wall is stupid, yada, yada. However, I found some, Justin, that are not entirely on point.
No, they are not.
Does that surprise you in any way?
It does not. Look at my face.
No, it's
unfazed. Completely unfazed.
If anything, you are now the human embodiment of the rolling eyes emoji.
Par for the course. Bring him on home. Parade him through.
Iron Bridge Band at Iron Bridge Band. How's the weather in Canada?
How's the weather in Canada? Shut up, Iron Band.
Jill Taylor at Captive Kennels. I would give up sliced bread to remove him.
Now that's on topic.
Yes.
And in agreement.
But do you know how easy it is to give up sliced bread?
Yeah, I mean, you're not really losing much.
Yeah.
Next time, say, I would give my left arm.
Yeah.
That's a sacrifice.
That's a sacrifice.
Sliced bread. Because you know what you do to give up sliced bread?
Nothing.
You go and you buy a loaf and then you slice it. That's, bing, I did it.
I would weekly.
Is he out of office now?
I would weekly mildly inconvenience myself to have him removed.
Is that the most you would do, Jill?
It's the most I'm offering.
But is it the most you will do?
No. No, I could give up gluten. That'll be a step more.
Oh, God, Jill, shut up.
Now, Jesus Hernandez at Jesus Miguel H. has responded, girl, I love you and admire you. I know I'm in no position to ask for anything, but I need help to finish my university studies here in Venezuela. Could you help?
My client died and has left a large sum of money unclaimed. Cher, can you please send me all of your financial details?
Hello, I'm a lawyer from Zimbabwe. Yes. Crystal Myers has responded with a link to her PayPal account.
Why? No text.
No text.
Just a link.
It's just the link. And I have to say, I looked at the PayPal account and it is lovely. It is for a good cause, but still.
What is it for? Tell everyone what it's for.
Her neighbor. Her neighborhood needs some cash, been through some hard times. She's aiming to raise $400.
Right. So it's a fine goal, but it's also just, she didn't even put any text.
None.
In the tweet.
None.
It's just a link.
It's just here. I expect you will see this and donate. Help.
And then you have to go to the link to read what it's about.
Yeah.
Which is just, I don't feel like that's the right way to get on Cher's radar.
It is not. Now, all of these completely off topic, Justin. I have saved for you the most delicious of snacks for the end.
Mm-hmm.
Shelly Rocks at Barbosa Shelly has simply replied this political tweet, I love tacos. Burrito emoji, taco emoji, taco emoji.
Yeah. Well, don't we all, Shelly?
That is the one that makes you the least angry.
I'm fine with that. I mean, she's not wrong.
Tacos are great.
And, you know, in a sense, it is on topic.
Oh, yeah. Mexico.
She's trying to keep a positive spin on it. It doesn't help anything. But,
it doesn't, but at least she's not trying to suck money out of Cher.
Yeah. I hate that. I just really hate that.
I am hungry now, though.
Yeah, I mean, surely also, just talking about Jesus again.
Yeah.
Surely there's some Venezuelan celebrities that he could ask for help.
I don't think so.
You're right.
None.
You're right. Only Cher.
Only Cher could possibly help.
Only Cher can or would ever help.
Yeah.
Great. Well, good luck, Jesus.
Good luck, everyone.
Okay, so before we go into our follower for the week, I actually want to talk about something that's really fun. And I told you about this, Andy, already.
Yes.
But it's a really fun story to share with everyone. So I have a friend from college. His name is John Cleland. Mm-hmm. And if you want to follow him on Twitter, you can. It's at jcleland29. And we're going to have pictures posted on our Instagram to go along with this story because the pictures are great.
Yeah.
So he messaged me. And a friend of his named Will works for Bob Mackie. So as you know, Bob Mackie is the designer for all of Cher's iconic dresses.
Yes, and also the head costume designer for the Cher show that is currently running on Broadway.
Yes, yes, he is.
Yes.
So Will made my friend John this hat, and it's like the Death Star from Star Wars exploding.
Correct.
But it's a hat. Yes. So just imagine this Death Star is sitting on your head, and this the brim is this kind of fabric, this orange and yellow fabric.
It's almost tulle?
Yeah, kind of. Yeah. I don't know exactly what it is, but that's coming out as kind of like the ring of explosion. And then there's like I think you can see like a little TIE fighter on it, and it's great. The orange piece that's on the outside, the explosion part, mm-hmm. is made from an actual dress of Cher's.
Yeah.
So it's actually the orange, red and orange fabric from one of her old dresses. So he actually owns this hat with material from a Cher dress on his head. And it is the most fabulous hat I've ever... It's the nerdiest and most fabulous hat I've ever seen.
That is a really, really interesting Venn diagram cross-section there. Yes. Of, like, obsessed with Cher and Bob Mackie and Star Wars.
Intersection, this hat.
God, also, I need to go to the races.
On Dover. Come on, Dover.
Follow the follower.
Now, this week... Justin Porter, my love, my sweet, my angel, my cherub, my BFF.
Yes, Andy.
The follower.
Mm.
We've already mentioned him.
Yes, we have.
Warren Walton.
Our sweet, sweet Warren Walton.
Full of love.
Full of all caps love.
Full of hope. Full of dreams.
Full of words.
Full to the brim of words, Justin.
Overflow with words.
And his handle is at WarrenWalton14. Now,
there is no information, no bio on his Twitter, so we're just going by a picture. He looks like a very nice man.
I know nothing about Warren. I have no dog in this race.
Absolutely nothing.
So the first tweet that I uncovered was at Mark Ronson, all capitals, "I need a culture view in front of all, and there's no one else like Miley to do this with, ! We can be a three vision to see culture beauty! ! Please, our place to be replaced. Please reach me. Please reach out to me! ! Please reach out to me! ! Birth by magnitude, lots of money up." Now that's the entire tweet.
Okay, my favorite part is birth by magnitude, lots of money up. What does it mean? Is he a poet? And this is just really complicated poetry that I don't understand.
Yes.
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 Yes, obviously. Yeah.
Now, Justin, we've spent 30 weeks with the hieroglyphics of Cher. This is a new language
it
for me.
Absolutely is. I am baffled by this.
Yes.
And look at these. Go on to the replies, because the replies fascinate me.
So he has added another message to this. He's replying to himself.
Yeah.
Saying, at birth already, help, 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 help. Do I have to die to show what I mean? 12 exclamation marks.
And then he replies to himself again.
Please don't kill my mother! Exclamation mark.
What?
This escalated.
It's so fast. So fast.
As far as I'm aware, all he wanted to do was do a quiet duet with Miley. Just, you know, because birth by magnitude, lots of money up. And then suddenly he was at the birth and now someone is trying to kill his mum.
It's just all over the place. If I didn't know better, I would say this is a drug trip going horribly wrong.
See, I assumed I'd missed some episodes.
Mm.
It's like... it's not
you've
like,
walked into the middle of something.
Yeah, it's not like Bold and the Beautiful where you can go away for a year, come back, and they're still doing the same scene.
Yeah.
This is like a... this is like watching The Good Wife.
Yeah. You miss something, you are gone.
That's
you are
it.
Screwed. Go back to the beginning or just quit.
It's like Lost. You miss two episodes.
What is happening? I don't know.
Are they still on the island or is it now someone's dream?
Who can tell? So there's this other one that he tweets at Live Kelly Ryan, which is Kelly Ripa. And he screams, all in caps, please think about our future with magnitude. Fred and Wilma teach their son Bam Bam how to see and love for his lovely wife bride to be? Question mark. Bam Bam Bamboo. Heart emoji baby. Heart emoji. Ring bamboo. Ring bamboozle. Bam Bam. And then a bunch of firework emojis.
How do you respond to this?
I don't know. And the other thing, I don't know what this is in response to, so...
Nothing. It is in response to nothing.
But for him, what is he... what has happened in his life that he is responding to at Kelly Ripa with this?
Is magnitude a person?
Hard to say. Is it a place?
Birth by magnitude.
Future with magnitude. No, because it says, please think about our future with magnitude.
Yes.
I feel like it's... he's saying with weight...
Oh, right.
But I don't know.
Could be a Mother Earth. Is that it? Have I solved it? Can I go home?
I don't think so.
Can I go back?
We all stay. We stay until this is solved.
You're getting it, Cage, in here. There's a puzzle that needs to be solved.
Get him in. This is a huge puzzle. Here's another one from Warren. He says, I need a group of writers. Fast, let make millions by the magnitude. California dreams.
Well, Warren, we're writers. Justin and I are writers.
Right here.
I'd love to make some...
I'll make millions.
I'll make fast millions.
Millions, absolutely.
Yeah, by
California
magnitude
dreams.
Or
yeah,
by any
magnitude.
By any magnitude.
By longitudes, by...
by latitudes.
Whatever tude it is.
Yeah, well, I can get there. I've got tudes.
Yeah, I've got a bunch of tudes.
Do you need them in English?
What to... just name a language. I will translate my
tunes. Yeah, we've got that. We can do that for you.
It's just so bizarre. It's so bizarre. It's positive, but it's weird. It's just so weird. So there's this other...
I just don't know
what to do. I don't know how to feel here. I'm scared but happy.
I'm so tired.
I'm so hurting. So there's another one that I love that's in response to Kamala Harris, who's a senator, I believe, of California. And she tweeted, Paradise can't afford any delay when it comes to recovery efforts. This is about the fires in California that happened. Survivors there don't deserve any more uncertainty and anxiety. And Warren Walton replies, we must reach out to help others beautify our burn-scarred lands. Rebuild your dream home and make a wildlife sanctuary reserves protected by state laws. We know how to rebuild our lands. Put berms up 5 to 6 feet tall. We can build walls within our oceans. Man-made lakes jobs. What?
Well, he's got a lot of ideas.
Yeah, so many ideas. He's got a bunch of projects and he wants to cram them all into one. We can build walls within our oceans. Make that happen.
Ocean walls! Ocean walls!
We're going to make some lakes out of the ocean.
Yeah, you want jobs? Build some walls in the ocean.
What is he? Yeah, great. I mean, great. We must reach out and help others beautify our
like it's so burned land.
Yeah, great. Good. But
yeah, let's set up reserves. Nature.
What are you talking about?
He's just...
He's on a rampage. And it's so confusing.
Yeah,
it's so beautiful, but so confusing.
Yes. Yes. Yes.
Yes. Yes.
I don't know.
My head hurts. My eyes and my head hurt.
For the first time, I'm going to say this, Warren. You've broken us.
You've confused us into a state of catharsis.
And that, my little chieftains and chiefettes, is the end of our podcast.
It is. Thank you again so much for listening and putting us into your lives every week, like we love to be.
It is. And this week has been a big one.
It's a big one. It's a big one. I can't wait for more. I can't wait for all that 2019 has to offer.
I'm going to go book a hotel room now. I have been Andy Ballock.
And I've been Justin Porter, and I have a shower you can borrow, Andy.
How convenient.
It is.
Here's Nicolas Cage. As always, follow us on Instagram and Facebook and Twitter at Share and Retweet.
And don't forget to rate and review us on Apple's podcast app or wherever you get your podcast from, be it streaming straight from the sky or...
Or Digimo. It'll resurrect painters from the past.
Kill them, ship them, and bring them back.
Digimo.
Have a good one. Bye.
Bye.
Hey there. Did you know Kroger always gives you savings and rewards on top of our lower than low prices? And when you download the Kroger app, you'll enjoy over $500 in savings every week with digital coupons. And don't forget fuel points to help you save up to $1 per gallon at the pump. Want to save even more? With a Boost membership, you'll get double fuel points and free delivery. So shop and save big at Kroger today. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Savings may vary by state. Restrictions apply. See site for details.
Acast powers the world's best podcasts. Here's a show that we recommend.
Want to join a film club that has real frank discussions, talking about films that you actually want to watch?
Well, then look no further, because we are Frank Film Club with me, Maisie Williams. And each week we watch a film and then come together and obsess over it, or sometimes absolutely slate it. Either way, there's always a lot to say. And the films that we pick range all the way from like 90s and noughties classics, all the way up to new releases that are coming out every single week. And sometimes we get our listeners to pick for us.
And we all work in the film industry, don't we, ladies?
Indeed.
So we really love to look at specifically how a film was made.
So if this sounds like your bag, then come and have a listen to Frank Film Club. And remember, absolutely everyone is welcome in this club.
Acast helps creators launch, grow, and monetize their podcasts everywhere. Acast.com.